This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
It's time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's Keith Lang. State officials are working on new regulations to help limit pollution from vehicles. This comes after the Trump administration ended subsidies for EVs and ended an exemption the state had allowing it to regulate auto emissions. So, Keith, what are state officials left with?
Well, the California Air Resources Board, at the direction of the governor, was one of a group of about six state agencies that created a report of options that the governor and the legislature considered to move forward with regulating emissions, even in the wake of the actions from the Trump administration. And among them were the possibility of backfilling the $7,500 electric vehicle tax credit that the federal government is letting expire in late September. There was also some discussion about the possibility of allowing electric vehicle drivers to participate in HOV lanes that are usually reserved for cars with multiple passengers. There was a bill that Congress would have needed to reauthorize that would have allowed that to continue, and the Congress has not done that, so that is also set to expire in September. And per the governor's instruction in his June executive order, the California Air Resources Board is also preparing to start the process of crafting a new set of emission rules, even as their current rules are still tied up in court.
How do they know that those new rules won't then again be quashed by the federal government?
They don't. The executive order from the governor that the CARB is working on said that they should craft a new set of rules that would either be used to advance the rules that are currently in court or to replace them if the court sides with the Trump administration.
It's all very confusing. And it comes at a time when EV sales are actually down. I mean, I think that, you know, there are a lot of them out here in the Bay Area for sure and in California, but you know, the numbers are down. They're not what they used to be.
Yeah, and the loss of the federal tax credit at the end of September is expected to cause an even bigger dip in the fourth quarter of this year. Although there is some belief that some of the demand that would have existed at the end of the year is going to get pulled forward into September as people are trying to capitalize on these last couple weeks of having the $7,500 credit.
Now, the governor here wanted to ban all the sale of all gas-powered vehicles in the state by 2035, which is only 10 years from now. That's all tied up in the courts. So it's a little hard as a consumer and as a dealer to know where you should go from here.
Yes, and that is going to be a problem as these court fights drag on. We're looking at a possible multi-year legal fight in which the automakers themselves won't know the rules that they need to abide by on the emission side.
From what you understand, what are the dealers, you know, EV makers, those that sell them, what are they saying with regards to, you know, what next year is going to look like?
There's some concern that sales will continue to take a hit without the federal tax credit, but companies are still making announcements. Ford had a big announcement about what they call the Model T of electric cars. They say they're moving towards being able to deliver more electric cars, more affordable electric cars in the near future. So EV supporters here in Washington say that there's not been a complete chilling effect on the development on the development side, and that's been comforting, even as they are pushing for states like California to step up and to offer these tax credits that are going away at the federal level.
Yeah, it must be really difficult, though, if you're the Air Resources Board, to come up with rules that you don't know whether they can take effect, or you can, you know, anticipate the federal government saying, nope, can't do that.
Yeah, and a lot of it comes down to the interpretation of judges at this point, because their current rules would be in effect if a judge rules that the Trump administration's actions were improper, and they can't know that until those rulings come down.
Keith, thanks very much for the reporting. That is Bloomberg's Keith Lang. You can hear our Tech and Business report weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, you can tune into Bloomberg Technology Weekdays that comes at you at 8 a.m.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.